job.
That's right. Welcome in. Welcome back, folks, to this is the wildest, most telling, most disturbing and encouraging Notre Dame quote I've seen come out of spring ball in my life. Edition of the Always Irish Show. I know that sounds like a wild introduction, promising a lot. I guarantee you're going to agree with me when you look at what's come out and really think about what it says and what it means. As always, thanks for being here. You can find the program on YouTube. Do it. Subscribe if you haven't yet. Appreciate it very much. Give the video a thumbs up. That helps Yanni Boy out as well. Notifications on that way you will learn it every time a new episode drops. I know you don't want to miss it. Twitter, search bar, Always Irish, rat, Always Irish Inc. Emails, alwaysirishandy@gmail.com. Audio only anywhere you want it. You can get it to call-in lines. 312-988-15. You dial it up. Tell Johnny all you've heard and seen. Instagram, Facebook, Always Irish Inc. USA Today, Irish Wire, read all about it. Patreon.com/AlwaysIrish. Former Captain Mike Goolsby and myself. Breaking it all down. Ooh, we got plans for next year. Oh, we got plans for next year. New features, interactive stuff. It's going to be, we're cranking up for a big next year over at Patreon. Thanks to everybody that's there so far. All right. So we all know, most of us know, Notre Dame's offenses were limited last year. I still have debates sometimes with people who say, John, you know, 39 and a half a game or whatever it ended up being, top 10 scoring offense. What else do you want? Like, you know, normally top 10 Notre Dame offense you'd be thrilled with. Again, if you're a Notre Dame fan, be honest with yourself. Look at where the points came and who against. They all came against bad teams with bad defenses or average teams with average defenses. And none of those piles of points came against the better defenses you played. You didn't score enough points against Ohio State and you still almost won, but you lost. Offensively clueless against Louisville, lost. And you peed down your leg at Clemson and lost. All right? So you can make statistics say whatever you want if you twist them the right way. On the surface, yeah, top 10 average scoring or whatever every week. Be intellectually honest with yourself as a Notre Dame fan. Look into it, and you and I both know. Against any proper real world decent defense, struggle bus. Bad plan, almost looks like no plan, no pivots, no just like pulling teeth to run a play and get a yard sometimes, okay? So that was a struggle. Then out of nowhere, Troy hires Parker. Again, I don't know who the hell Troy is, but he's my best friend. Just took that problem right off your hands with the promotion. That's the best part. That's the best part. Freeman didn't have to be a bad guy, fire his friend, the wives are best friends. You didn't have to do all that. Notre Dame got to get out of jail, your offense, get out of jail card, and then he got a promotion. So everybody wins. We get a clean slate. He gets to go be a head coach. So then there was always this debate of, are we being too hard on Parker? Was it that the receivers were bad and limited and Hartman isn't what we wanted it to be? Like some people want to argue how much of it was Parker, the problem with that offense, versus the pieces. Hartman not being elite, the wide receiver problems last year, all of this, right? That was an ongoing debate. Look at the quote from Kenny Minchie. Watch this. I'm going to put it up on the screen. It says, this is from Tyler Horka. What has Mike Denbrock brought to the Notre Dame offense? More line of scrimmage control for the QBs. He gives us the ability to check out of plays, flip plays, get us into a different look if we see something from the defense. Number one is, I love the backwards hat by Denbrock. That's awesome. But let's read it again, the exact quote from Kenny. He gives us the ability to check out of plays, flip plays, get us into a different look if we see something from the defense. You mean AKA he allows you to run a regular proper college offense? Like, this quote tells you the whole story of last year's offensive struggles against good teams. So that I paused when I saw this. I'm like, man, I knew it was bad. I didn't know it was this bad. That quote is so damning for Troy's new man. So it's good and bad. Let's examine it. It's good and bad. It's good to see this quote because Denbrock's here and he actually knows how to put together an offense and do all this stuff and allow the guys to do it. That's the good news. The bad news is this really shows you how this offense had no chance. No chance. I always talk about the Clemson game in particular. Some of this in Louisville too, but the Clemson game was the worst example. I always talk about them the entire game crashing the line of scrimmage with everyone because they saw what Notre Dame was lined up in. They knew Notre Dame was going to run it and not pivot off it or do anything else. They knew Notre Dame wasn't going to. They weren't going to audible out of it and do something. They were just, whatever they were going to run, they were going to run. It didn't matter if there's 20 guys at the line of scrimmage or not. If they wanted to run it right in there, they were doing it. This proves like that is what happened. They didn't even have the leeway to check out of stuff and make a read and see that everybody's lined up on the line. We better run something else. We were playing offense with our hands handcuffed behind our back. And when you're playing all the bad teams we scored 46 points against, you can line up and no matter what they do, you're going to run it anyways and make it work because you have better talent than them. But when you get in those three ball games against better defenses, you need to play that chess game, that cat and mouse. I didn't realize it was that limited, but like it always looked like it, but you weren't really sure. Do they really not have the ability to check out of stuff and do other things based on what the defense? And if you're an offensive coordinator, why would you not let your quarterbacks do it? How did that help Parker to have the quarterback run out there and call a play running into a brick wall that has no chance to succeed and not give them other ways to check out of it and other options? Absolutely brutal, damning quote coming from Kenny Minchie. God bless him. He's just telling the reality of the situation. This isn't about Kenny individually. It's just about like the realization of how internally hamstrung Notre Dame's offense was by their own doing. And again, I know a lot of people don't like it when I go off on administrative stuff or on the AD or whatever. Look what messing up the Ludwig situation caused. Now, spare me. Oh, we have Denbrock. He's way better than Ludwig. That's old news. We wouldn't want him anyways. Denbrock. No. Block that out. Block that out. In the moment, you didn't do what you needed to do to get your young head coach, who's a defensive guy, the support on offense that he wanted. and the trickle-down effect of Notre Dame messing up that contract situation internally, which is exactly what happened. Jack's a lawyer. So when he says ultimately Ludwig decided he wanted to stay put and he was more comfortable. Yeah. After he saw Notre Dame didn't look organized and was not up to the task of this negotiation, then he said, yeah, I'm going to stay put because you guys don't even know what you're doing. So Jack's not lying. Ultimately, Ludwig did decide it was a more comfortable, safer spot only after he saw Notre Dame mess up all this very basic stuff with the contract negotiation. So Jack's not lying, but he pulled that lawyer spin. But look at the trickle-down effect of this. National embarrassment, mocked everywhere for not being serious about football. The trickle-down is Freeman's grasping at straws to find a coordinator or whatever, and then Parker, and then we ended up in a situation where Freeman's trying to learn on the fly, and then you got a Parker trying to learn on the fly, and apparently allowing a veteran, what was Hartman, a fifth or sixth year quarterback, even not even allowing that guy to be able to maneuver at the line of scrimmage and move, check out of a play when it felt like we ran the ball into a brick wall 80 times a game where there was 9 defenders in the box. You know why it felt that way? Because that's exactly what we did. That's why it felt that way. It's just embarrassing. It shows you how far behind Notre Dame's offense was from what I consider real-world college football. In today's fast-paced digital age, seamless and secure transactions for your business aren't a luxury. They're an absolute necessity. That's where your friends at Paisley step in. Paisley's in the business of making your business run smoother, not just as a payment processor, but as a true partner in your success and growth. Paisley's platform is intuitive, the fees are transparent, security ironclad, processing instant, and the support team is unmatched. If you're looking to take your business to the next level anywhere in the United States, call one of the all-stars of Always Irish Radio, Chicago's very own Tom Frawley at 773-332-7742 or email him tom@paisleypartners.com for a personalized payment processing consultation addressing your unique business needs. And be sure to tell them Always Irish sent you. I mean, this is basic stuff to be able to trust an older quarterback, to trust what he sees at the line of scrimmage, to be able to check into other stuff that gives the plays a chance to succeed. Notre Dame was already limited personnel-wise last year. You couldn't afford to also be limited with just running your plays. The stubbornness to be like, nope, we're just going to run what the play is. We're going to run it no matter what the defense presents. No. This is a game of cat and mouse. I'm going to do what I'm going to do. You're going to do what you're going to do. And then you adjust and then I adjust and then I'm going to do this. It felt like all year Notre Dame would run plays right into the strength of the defense over and over again. And it felt like that because it's exactly what was happening. With an upperclassman quarterback with more experience than any quarterback in the country, it's embarrassing what that was. It's embarrassing. God bless Troy. I don't know who he is, what it's about. God bless Troy for taking the... And again, it's not a personal shot at Parker. I have nothing against him. He was just drowning in the deep end of the pool in the bright lights of South Bend. And Freeman, as a defensive guy, was not equipped to step in and save him and throw him a life preserver. What a total embarrassment that all project was. From Ludwig up until Denbrock, just embarrassing how all this went. So, on the bright side, It's a whole new world now. It's a whole new world now. Now you're getting an appropriate vision of how to do things, set up an offense for success, leverage matchups, have options at the line of scrimmage to get in and out of things, to put us in a position to have a successful play. A good offensive coordinator's thinking 2, 3, 4 plays down the chart. He's thinking about running some stuff in the first half and then setting up like you're going to run the same thing in the second half, and then you do a little twist off it. It's something they're not expecting. Like, to be an elite offensive coordinator, you have to multitask in your brain, multiple plays ahead. And if we do this, these are the ones I'm going to go to. And if this play now doesn't work, this is what I'm going to go to. You've got to be able to play that chess game in your mind 5 or 6 steps down the road. Last year, Parker was struggling snap to just get into any play and get it set up at all. So this isn't meant to dump on Parker. I actually felt bad for him. He got that job by accident, and then he got thrown in the deep end. By the time that all that stuff went down, man, there was not a big market for OCs to go interview again after all this. Like that window was closing. Freeman was in a bad spot. It was all just a nightmare. And you ended up paying for it with 3 losses that I put on the offense last year. So the bright side is it's a whole new world. You have a real world offense coordinator who's capable of building this vision. And here's the other part of this too. This would matter to me. If I'm a quarterback, it would rub me the wrong way to have an offense coordinator who's like, yeah, we're running what we're running and we're so hard at it, we're not changing it, and you're just going to run into a wall and that's the play no matter what. It shows no confidence in your quarterback either when you give him no leeway to operate at the line of scrimmage. Listen, I get that if you're running out a first-time starter or whatever, that you may have hesitations, not want to overwhelm him, keep it pretty simple. It shows no confidence in your quarterback that's supposed to lead the offense, that you don't trust him to get in or out and make or do any of that stuff. It's basic college offense stuff, you guys. So on the bright side, it's a whole new world. And just imagine how good Notre Dame could be overall if you have a defense that's really good, like we know it is and think it's going to be next year. I have no reason not to think that. And you have an offense that actually even just, here's how bad it is. Before I even talk about an offense that can execute well enough to win these big game matchups against real talented defenses and defensive coordinators, it's a victory for Notre Dame just to have a vision of an offense to set up a scenario where a quarterback could check in and out of something and make reads at the line and do all that. Like, the execution, you have to put a framework there that allows the execution. Having run plays right into a brick wall where all the defenders are right there because that's what we called. We're going to do it. That was so, so awful and so, so obvious. My word, Clemson was just crashing the line on every single play, knowing what was coming and knowing Notre Dame wasn't pivoting out of it. And we ran right into it. It's inexplicable to be that lame and have no options. So this is a whole new world, and we're on the other side of this nightmare now. Thank God for Troy. But this quote from Minchie explains to you just how rudimentary and low level that offense was last year. So much so that it didn't even give the quarterback an option to change a play when the numbers told you this play we want to do is not going to work if we just do it. Now, I'm not saying there's not times where you go, you know we're going to run it, we know we're going to run it, and we're going to run it anyways, and it's going to work. Michigan did that a lot last year. As much as I want to throw up, giving them credit, a lot of those games, Michigan, they're like, we're going to run it. You know we're going to run it. We know we're going to run it, and we're going to get a first down anyways. Like, there are times where you need to operate that way. That's not what this was. This was Parker being totally overwhelmed. He could not handle more in his brain. So the last thing he was going to do is have the quarterback have to handle more. He couldn't handle that. So it was this dumbed down, basic level, rudimentary, simple, straightforward, no adjustments, no nothing, boring, blah, ugly, awful. Notre Dame's talent's good enough to win 9 of the 12 games last year doing it that way. The other three, you saw what happened. So, very telling quote here. Blew my mind to see the extent of this offense problem. The good news, brighter days ahead. You got a real OC in here that has real vision, is going to empower and trust the quarterbacks to take more control of the offense and adjust and do what they need to do. We're on the other side of the storm now, but it is important, I think, to recognize just what a bad, lame spot we were in. And this quote highlights it. I'm excited. Man, I'm excited to see Denbrock and what he could draw up. This offense is going to be better. It's just a matter of how much better. Wild quote. Made my head spin to see just how rudimentary this all was. With no optionality. I hated it. I'm glad it's over. Denbrock, the defense destroyer. Let's ride, baby.